I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater wraps up their summer season with Alfred Urey's comedy The Last Night of Ballyhoo. Alfred Urey, also the author of Driving Miss Daisy. Our guest is actor Lisa Ermel. Lisa, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
This has been a busy summer for you. Tell us the shows you've been in.
Well, the very first show, The Wedding Singer, I played Holly, the best friend of Julia. And then I was Stella in A Streetcar Named Desire, and Maggie in Lend Me a Tenor, and Rebecca in The Wolfman of Greene County.
Wow, you have been romanced this summer.
Yes. Yes, I have. It's been a wonderful opportunity. Matt Graver has given me some great opportunities and great roles to work with this summer. So it's been exciting for me.
And here you have an opportunity to appear in the Alfred Urey comedy.
Yes.
And it's more romance for you.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, Sunny is the golden child of the family. She's in her third year at college, and she comes home and she meets this boy, Joe Farkas, that has come to Atlanta to work for her uncle, Adolph. And just, you know, the journey that follows with them is really the most exciting part for me. And the chemistry, Alan Shepard is playing Joe Farkas. He's been a known face to the Shawnee stage, and it's been wonderful to work with him. I mean, just the journey between the two characters and what Joe brings into the family has been, the romance is, it's kind of fun. It's just finding the romance and where to go from there. It's really been great.
One of the things about Alfred Urey is just his grasp of the Southern culture,
mm-hmm.
and the way the families interact,
mm-hmm.
and the way they support one another, and also sometimes have a bit of a knife out for one another as well.
Yes. Yeah, the family dynamic in the show is really the greatest part, I think. And just finding the comedy with the sentimentality is what I think that Alfred does such a wonderful job. It deals with such important matters, you know, with the, you know, finding identity and coming back to your roots with your heritage and your religion and everything. But at the same time, you know, it's life's funny, and it definitely shows the journey and how funny it can be. There's some really, really funny characters, like Lala, who is the unpopular kid. Finding her a date for Ballyhoo and everything, and just the relationship between her and her mother and Uncle Adolph. You know, he's the only man in the house. So he definitely has a great grasp on the family dynamic, which I really feel like the audience will be able to identify with.
Lisa, you've had a number of different roles this summer, and you're wrapping things up with the role in The Last Night of Ballyhoo. Tell us a little bit about your fall. What are you going to be doing when you leave Shawnee this summer?
Well, this August, I'm actually going to be appearing in a piece for the Indianapolis Fringe Festival called Waiting with Monsieur Godot, which is actually written by Ron Johnstone, who was just in, he just played the pastor in The Wolfman of Greene County, and he's also been in Of Mice of Men. He's appeared on the Shawnee stage a lot. And so I will be busy doing that. And after that, I will be finishing my last semester at Anderson University.
No kidding. And plans after college?
Auditioning a lot. I'm going to be, I'm planning on moving to Indianapolis and just trying to get experience there, and hopefully move on to Chicago. Chicago kind of sounds like Chicago's huge right now for young talent, and so I'm hoping to find a place there.
We've been talking with Lisa Ermel. She plays Sunny Freitag in Alfred Urey's comedy The Last Night of Ballyhoo at the Shawnee Theater. Opens Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and then Sunday a matinee at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. ¶¶